Everybody, welcome to week four here of the Dragons Locker Room Chat with Valley Falls Girls head coach Steve Serrate. This locker room chat brought to you by The Elevator and Heinen Repair. And coach, you got your first win here of the season to start 2025 last Friday against the McClough Bulldogs. What a great win for you. You had it 35-29. Just tell me a little bit about that win there for you last Friday.
Yeah, the girls were real excited, and we're telling everybody that we're undefeated for 2025 right now. So we're definitely enjoying the success, and they played really good. We didn't really shoot very well from the outside. If we had, I think it would have even been a bigger score. We had plenty of open shots. We really did a good job of moving the ball around and getting open shots. We played great defense in the first half. I made a couple changes that kind of slowed our momentum, but the girls picked it back up in the third quarter and did a really good job. Callie DeLong and Chloe Cox both made really big time 3-point shots in the fourth quarter, even after missing a lot of shots during the game just as a whole. I think we were 2 for 18 for the game from three, but they hit big shots, and then we hit enough free throws there at the end to pull it out, and it was a good win. They played real well.
Well, coach, you know, again, we're coming out into 2025, but unfortunately the weather is kind of hindering some of these games. You were supposed to have a game yesterday against the ACCHS Tigers. That game being postponed till tomorrow. So not only do you play the Tigers tomorrow at ACCHS, but on Friday you have a home game against the McClough Bulldogs, a team that, again, you would have just played a week from that day. So, you know, tell me, how are you going to go about this with the back-to-back games, I assume not having practice a whole two lot here. So, you know, coach, how are you going to get your team, you know, kind of back in that mojo on those back-to-back games?
Correct. We haven't had a practice since Friday. We had a little walkthrough before the game, but we have not had a practice since then. We're going to do a little optional shoot around, but I know I won't have very many people there just because of the weather. But yeah, it's interesting because Effingham is who we played. Etchison is who we played our game prior to the break. So our first two games out of now are going to be back to back for the last two teams that we played. So in a way it's kind of nice because you kind of can still remember. We had someone, we'll have a little bit better feel for the defenses that we're going to want to play and maybe some of the things that we need to switch up. So I kind of like it rather than going, you know, a few weeks before I see somebody again, and I think the girls are just, you know, they're ready to play anybody right now. So we just want to get back into it, and everybody's going to be in the same situation, I'm not practicing that much. So we just need to get back into it and see what happens.
Well, already, you know, you talk about New Year resolutions. You already got players who are having some really good points per game averages. You have DeLong, who's averaging 8.2 points per game. Connor was 7.8 points per game. Cox was 6.2 points per game. What's it going to take for these players to really get going here in 2025 and to keep that points per game high, you know, as they, you know, get clicking with this offense?
Well, we're definitely going to have to depend on our outside shooting, and Coach Yates, our JV coach and varsity assistant coach, has been really working with the kids on creating shots, and that's what we're talking a lot about. But she's also helping them with their shooting mechanics, and so that during the Christmas break, during the holiday break, we really improved a lot in that regard of not only creating shots but getting better hitting shots. But you know, we've got to keep shooting. We got to keep doing that in practice. And just like I said, I know I've got a couple of kids that can shoot the ball well from outside. And even though they hadn't hit anything all game long, we just tell them to keep shooting. You got to have that shooter mentality. And, we're going to have to create that with a few other people and get them to step up and, just take more shots, take the opportunities that are there. But we're getting better about creating shots and making smarter shots. And I think that, that's going to bring those points per game up, just if we keep along that path.
Well, coach, by the next time we talk next week, you'll have played ACCHS, Valley McClough, as well as Marhill Mount Academy, three straight league opponents. Coach, good luck in all of those games, and thank you for joining us on this week's week number four Locker Room Chat.
Thank you.